This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
What a difference a day makes.
What is it? Hump day? It's hump day. It's Alice at 97.3. Hump day. Creative Energy, bringing you this part of the show, brought to you by Creative Energy. Spring is just around the corner, and so is something that I am eagerly awaiting at my house. We are getting everything prepped. We are trenching. We are pouring a pad. This is going to be amazing. A brand new hot tub from Creative Energy. Visit a Creative Energy store today. Create your own personal oasis. I can't wait to get that thing for the first time.
I can't wait for you to get that thing too.
Buzzing. I can shut up about it.
No, I mean, I'm going to go get in line at the hole in the fence. What are you talking about?
I am going to plug up the holes in the fence, Vinny. That's where Golden State Lumber comes in. Get me some lumber. Got it close. Thank you. Ding, ding, shame. Go to creativeenergy.com. Check it out. Man, so fun. I can't wait. All right. Hi, it's Hump Day.
Hump Day.
And let's see. Trying to find things that have nothing to do with the Super Bowl. I can't guarantee it. There will be some stuff, I'm sure. But here you go. Should you have kids? Knowing what you know now, Vincent, at the ripe old age of 35 or whatever you are, should you have children? Would you do it differently?
No. Because I know them and love them with all my heart. And I swear.
Therein lies the problem.
I swear to you, there's a piece of every person without a kid that lies dormant. And so you say to yourself, I'm good. Mm. And you are good.
You're absolutely fine.
You are 100% right. Fine.
Because you haven't made that thing you love the most of all the things, even though it's a huge pain in the ass.
And I will also add that while I've heard some people say the minute they laid eyes on that joy, they were changed for...
Do you think those people lie?
I don't know. But I didn't feel that immediately.
Do you think we expect to feel it? And that's why it's so disappointing when it doesn't happen right off the bat. Like, I fully expected to be like, look at a baby and be like, oh my God, my flesh and blood.
I understand why I live and breathe.
Right.
I didn't feel that. But I will tell you that there's both seeing this person day after day, this baby, but person, and growing
they
with them.
They do get
them,
their hooks in you.
And that does grow to a point where you could never go back. I should say, I could never go back.
And there it is.
There are people that do go get some milk and cigarettes and never come home.
It's astounding.
I don't know how, but I get that the sacrifice becomes...
be like cutting an arm off.
Well, there's a lot of sacrifice.
Yeah.
And I think there are some people who are so selfish, and I'm selfish, but... not that selfish.
But even if the marriage fell apart, the kids, you still would want to, you're not leaving for cigarettes.
No.
You know, and then never coming back for your kids.
No, they're permanently a part of me. There is no changing that.
Right.
So what was the question again?
Should you have kids? Or would you if you did not know them? Because it's funny, because if I knew what I know now, but I didn't know my kids... John and I have had this conversation because he's the one who wanted kids. I didn't really want kids. It wasn't like a driving need for me. We were married 6 years before we even tried. And I
hold on. Let me just add to the story, which is I remember being in a hallway in Philadelphia smoking a cigarette with you, and Sarah's got her ball cap on and it's backwards and she's puffing on a Marlboro Red and she's like, I hate kids. I would never have kids. That is, I would never have kids. I hate them.
I'd only been married 2 years then.
And I was like,
he was working on me, but
wow,
I had my defenses up.
Like really gnarly. And that he did work on you.
He did. And honestly, like, and we talk about it sometimes because, you know, having kids, it's not easy. Even when they're grown up and they're out and there's still, there's a lot. There's just, you know, they depend on you. You kind of depend on them in ways. It's just, there's, it's another person in your life. And I think that if you're in a relationship, and John and I are great, like I really love our relationship. But if we hadn't had kids, and I didn't know those guys, the two kids I've got, you know, it would have been easier to break up, easier for something to have come between us.
For sure.
Boredom to have set in. Like I feel like not kids do test the strongest relationships. They are a huge pain. Like if you're thinking about having kids right now, just know that it is not, there are beautiful parts of it, but none of it is easy. But it tests you, but if you don't have them, there's ways to drift apart anyway.
Well, what I thought about at the time when Christina brought up having kids, and that's, she was the one that wanted to have that conversation.
Right. Well, and she was at that age.
Right.
Like that was, it was just sort of an hour and everything, really.
I definitely, the conversation was, look, I'm over 40 and in radio.
Mm-hmm.
This is in the best case scenario. And I'm in that, by the way.
We are in the best case scenario.
The floor can still drop out from under me. And I want you to please don't discount what I'm telling you right now. I know you think because everything's grand that it will never change, and it will change. That's radio.
Right.
She's optimistic. She was like, we'll be fine. I have a job. You're doing great. We make money. It's all like,
even if you didn't, people have babies and aren't ready for them all the time. And really, you know, in the end, love is all it takes. Love.
I understand what you're saying, but some of the reasons I have sleeplessness today, right now, in real life, is because I've got two little kids.
Yep. That part doesn't end.
It's a thing.
Two grown kids, and I have sleepless nights worried about them.
I know, but it's a thing. I'm saying, like, we've got to keep insurance, and we've got blah, 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 and you can be laying in bed going, I can't do anything about the insurance situation right now.
But I can lay here and grind on it. I can change nothing, but I can still just worry.
It is a powerful pressure, but to answer your question, I absolutely love those kids. I would say you can't believe the joy you feel when you see your kids succeed at the dumbest stuff.
The smallest things, yeah.
Crawling. It could be walking.
Yeah.
It could be blowing their own damn nose. And you'll be like, you did it! Like, whatever.
That's one. Just block the one nostril. Yeah, yes, like that. Exactly.
Whatever it is. I just had my kid, and I know I talk about him probably too much, but I was walking around the park helping her learn to rollerblade and watching the joy in her face when I finally let go of her hand and she was doing it. That's like profound. Yep. So yeah, I would say, sure, have kids if you feel like you want that. If you don't,
that's okay too.
Don't.
Because really,
you'll resent the person that made you do it.
If you didn't do it, you wouldn't know them. And we're here to tell you that's the difference. You couldn't not do it knowing who you get because you love them.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, unless you get rotten kids and you don't know, you might. So Seth Rogen is in the news today. He's talking about kids. Now, he's very famously a guy who he and his wife, they're rich. He's famous. He's a total pothead. He's got his little, I don't even know what you'd call that, a pottery business, a weed-based pottery business.
He's an interesting dude. Yeah.
He is, yeah. But he's, you know, unapologetic about any of that. And why should he be? He's living the life, really. And he doesn't have to worry about changing anybody's diaper. So he and his wife is Lauren Miller. That's her name. They've been pretty outspoken about, no, we're not having kids. Because when you marry someone, first people say, when are you guys getting married? Oh, you two crazy kids. Mm-hmm. When are you getting married? When's that going to be? You can tie the knot. You got to lock her down. You got to put a ring on it. You know, that's that. When are you getting engaged? Or you're engaged already. Okay, great. When are you getting married? Tick, tick on her. Huh? Tick, tick. She's got a tick, tick going. Mm-hmm. And then you get married, and that's when the real pressure starts. And it's, I don't know. It's everybody, really, because it's not just grandparents or siblings.
But the slide is on, as in, when are you having your first kid? First kid? We haven't had a kid.
Yeah.
And when you say counting. First kid, that insinuates there'll be another.
Right.
Yikes.
And that, that is a thing that happens too. After one kid, people do start going, are you going to have you don't want her to be an only child. Mm. You got a lot of that?
So the first kid, this is very personal stuff, and I really don't want to catch crap for it, but the first kid put me and Christina on the rocks. Mm. It was hard.
Yeah.
And she started to just work more, and I was doing a lot of the after school or the after work pickups. And so I would hang with her in the afternoon, and it was cool, but we were like going
two streams, diverging.
Two different directions. And we kept it together and it worked out. And there was a point where she said, you know, now that things are a little better, I don't want her to be an only child. And I was like, after what we survived, you want to test it again?
Mm.
Absolutely not. And we have a second kid. Right. So you know how that went. It's gone great. It has gone great.
It's so much better.
It's gone.
I think you knew what a worst case scenario could look like.
It's gone great, and we're a family, and it's cool. It's really, really cool. And it's now it's that thing.
Yep.
I have a family.
You're a unit.
Uh-huh.
I know. And there's honestly, it feels good to be in a tribe like that. Like I am, even though I never wanted kids, I'm glad we had them. And it's not only because I know them, but because I feel like it was kind of the glue for me and John through everything that happens in lives. And I'm not saying that Seth Rogen should have kids, but he's just got some fun, you know, an interesting take on the whole thing.
Okay.
So he's gotten a lot of backlash for being outspoken about how I don't have any kids.
I was about to say, I can't imagine how but of course everyone's got an opinion.
Of course they do. Everyone.
Okay. He got backlash for choosing his own life the way he wants to live it.
Right. People really had strong takes on it, being like, F this effing guy. Who the F does he think he is not to have kids? Well, if you hate me that much, why do you want more of me? I can't even think. He's got that crazy laugh.
Yeah, he does.
He says, you should only have kids if you really want kids. And we just don't really want kids. Time kept going by, and the moment when we were like, let's do it, just kept not happening. He said the most disturbing comment he saw a lot was, who's going to take care of you when you're old?
You know, that never occurred to me at all, but I know for a fact Christina thought about that.
Oh.
I know for a fact.
Mm.
I don't think she's like saying, I want to have kids to take care of me, but it is a thing that people think about. Like, when I'm old, who will help me?
Right.
I believe there are people who think that.
I think only one of my kids is even possible. The other one is just like, you're great, but I gotta go because I got this other stuff going on over here. The other one's just like, all right.
Yeah, right. It's the one that wouldn't show for you.
Oh,
huh?
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, right is very busy. Very. But I don't feel that he doesn't love me.
Oh, I don't.
But I do feel that he's like, oh, really? That? I don't. Riley, can you do it?
Yeah.
And I'll be like, yeah, Riley, can you? And also, after I'm gone, can you take care of that other kid of mine? That'd be great. Anyway, so who's going to take care of you when you're old? So Seth Rogen says, is that why you're having kids?
Yeah, it's not a good reason.
I have two things to say. One, that's very selfish to create a human, so someone can take care of you. And two, just because you have a kid, I hate to break it to you, that doesn't mean they're going to do that.
That is a good point. And also, all the money that you spent on kids, you could spend on someone to take care of you from 80 to 90.
That is true.
Like, just put that from money 60 away. To 90, whatever it is.
Right. Kids are expensive. It is true. That's usually how our conversation about why do we ever have kids comes up is like, you know, we would have so much more money. We could see the whole world. And then I always think to myself, but you know what's been the most fun thing about traveling has been seeing the world and the new things we're seeing through our kids' eyes and, you know, trying foods and watching their little faces go, oh, or, you know, whatever. I don't know. There's pros and cons. Whatever you decide is right. Don't let people pressure you. But I did think I liked his take on that thing.
No, and I'm serious. While you may need, you know, retirement savings, most of us aren't elderly until we're, you know, 75 something.
Right. These days it does. You seem to be able to hold it together a lot.
Uh-huh. So I do think if that's the facts, just put your money away. The money you would have spent on a kid, put that away. You get someone to come in and take care of you.
Yep. Isn't there, there's a metric that comes out once a year about how much it costs to raise a kid from, you know, the birth and I guess maybe the prenatal care, the cost of having a baby at a hospital between that and going to college or maybe just to age 18. Maybe they assume the kid has to put themselves through college. But it's, I want to say the most recent one was over 200 grand. Like if you could bank that money instead.
Oh, and let it build interest in just a savings account for crying out loud. You'd be, you know, at like whatever it is, 3.5% or whatever.
Whatever you can find.
All those years later, there you are. You're home free. You have someone come in and, as Sarah likes to say, wipe your butt.
Yeah. Well, when I get to that point, I really would like to be done. No thanks, you know.
You say that now.
Yeah, I guess I haven't found, you know, like someone who knows how I like it done. So if I could find that, then maybe I would keep going. Not sure, though. Not really sure. Oscars are coming up.
Oh, good.
We're just changing
gears
here.
Yeah, let's do that.
Although that was a fun convo.
I'll mark
that one down for Saturday as well.
We got a lot of texts on it, too. I can either give those to you
give me a couple of those right now. Why not?
650 says, the rest of us, including myself, who have kids, do it for 100% selfish reasons. Don't fool yourself and act like you're doing some righteous thing having kids. You're doing it to make yourself happy. I don't know what that's specifically in reference to.
Yeah, I don't know either. And frankly, I feel like it's maybe you do think, oh, well, my kid will be great and I'll, you know, whatever. And I'm doing it for selfish reasons. But then you have the kid and you realize nothing is about you anymore. And selfishness has to go. There is no more of that unless you want to be the guy who goes down to pick up cigarettes and never comes back.
Jim Gaffigan had the funniest take on the thought that kids are supposed to take care of us when we are old. Check out. Oh, they're not going to tell us. Oh.
Jim Gaffigan has a bit on that. Okay. I'm sure you can Google it.
Darn. Mm-hmm. Hey, where's Maddie? Oh no, you two jackals have dismissed another one.
Oh my God.
Just kidding. Have a great morning. Listen, don't be a wise guy.
Yeah, it hurts us, you know.
As
we have feelings too. And we were going through something and you were yelling at us.
We're flirting with some new employees right now.
Yeah, we're busy flirting
some
in the building.
Possibilities. And let me tell you something, you're not going to get to meet them.
No. Mm-mm. We're keeping you away.
We're going to hire someone who's a delight and then you're never meeting them.
Right. And their name is going to be Chris. And when we replace them and you don't know that we did that, the next person's going to be named Chris. Or whatever other androgynous name. We can't use Bobby because we have a Bobby.
415 says, what about the pain that's possible if they get terminally sick? Yeah, I mean, you open yourself up to
a world of hurt.
Mountain of heartbreak.
Right.
For sure.
But that's life.
Of course it is. In general. But I talked to Christina about that. Believe me, that chick... I don't know how she didn't go, you know what? Too much talking. Let's just not. I don't know how she stayed the course because we talked for a year.
Because
about
she's an
that.
Angel. She's the one that you were supposed to find.
I guess. I don't know.
You're tough. You have stuck it out with her. She's stuck it out with you. Like that's.
I've definitely had that conversation.
She's your soulmate.
What if something's wrong? Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. We'll deal with that if that's the case.
Right.
Well, that doesn't really make me feel any better about it.
But everything in life is, you know, so you could get in an accident.
I know, that's all that stuff. Yes, absolutely. But that's what this person texted in. Mm. Okay, so who were you?
I was about to talk about the Oscars.
Let's go.
But I'm fine with if you see some hole in that you want to do.
Oscar me.
We had heard the first round of people who will be doing the presenting. Robert Downey Jr., Cillian Murphy, Divine Joy Randolph, and Emma Stone. And they are the people who won the big awards, the big acting awards last year. And that's generally how it works. They have last year's winner present to this year's winner. So I've got a few more announcers. I don't see any performers on here, but they usually do all the original songs, like songs that have been nominated, that kind of thing. So there's always some musical element, but I don't see that yet. But I do see Halle Berry, Penelope Cruz, Bowen Yang of SNL, who's so great.
Is he in Wicked?
He is in Wicked. He's one of the friends. He's the fancy buddy of Ariana Grande's character.
Yes.
Galinda, until she's not anymore. Elle Fanning is going to present. Whoopi Goldberg, Scarlett Johansson, John Lithgow, Amy Poehler. Conan O'Brien is hosting 97th Academy Awards. This is his first time on the job. And the show airs on ABC, streams live on Hulu, and it's happening on March the 2nd. So we're a couple weeks out from that. Might even 2 weeks, 3 weeks. I don't even know. I can't count. So there's that. Peter Dinklage is joining Dexter Resurrection. Are you watching that? And do you plan to?
I plan to. I'm not right now. You know, pardon me. Often, just like last night, I felt tired. I'd been dealing with the paperwork for the car and then Christina's birthday. And I just got in bed and was like, I just want to sleep. I don't even want to watch anything. And I went to sleep and then woke up at like midnight and was all, oh.
You know what? I just realized I don't even think you can watch this yet.
Yeah, I'm not watching much TV these
because
days.
Because
my point.
The one that is called like maybe Dexter Origins is the one that's on TV right now.
Okay.
This is the present day one that we just saw the Michael C. Hall.
Oh, they're just
selfie.
Starting
they're
production
just starting
on
production
it.
On it. And I guess that he's now so Peter Dinklage, who is Tyrion Lannister, he's a little person and he was on Game of Thrones famously. Like he's so great on that show. And he is now in this, and it's Michael C. Hall is back, and it's going to be, which I actually thought, didn't you say like they killed him off in one of these things? And so how can this be? But, you know, he's so tricky. Do you smell like bread baking?
No, I opened the food that I'm going to eat during.
It smells what do you have?
It
smells delicious.
This is one of the joys of what we do. I have to hammer it during commercials in order to be ready to do my next
drink.
It
smells like fresh cinnamon rolls or something.
It's not. It's oatmeal.
Oh, that's your oatmeal?
That's my oatmeal.
Oh,
yes.
My God. What kind is
this? Please. I'm so sorry.
My mouth is watering. I don't see what I brought.
You know what? You can have it. You want it?
No, I don't never. I could never take that away from you. Anyway, Peter Dinklage is joining.
I'm sorry, everyone. Okay. Listen, I did that.
The White Lotus is back. I want to say it's this Sunday. I did not know that.
And you've watched the first two seasons.
I did. So, but here's the thing. The White Lotus is a hotel. It's like a Four Seasons or something. And there's locations all over the world. It's amazing. So each time they do it at a different place. But they had some, like Jennifer Coolidge is in the first one. And she's also in the second one. So there is some kind of continuity.
So she'll be in the third one. That's great.
She's not going to be in the third one.
Oh, dear. Whoops. Spoiler alert.
Spoiler alert. But I'm wondering if they bring somebody else to this. One person that I did not know was in it, and I do love the cast. Like, people clearly are like, oh, this show's very well received. We're going to get there's some big stars that are in it. But Arnold Schwarzenegger was with his son, Patrick Schwarzenegger, at the premiere for this. They just did a little premiere screening.
Oh, okay.
Patrick Schwarzenegger, he says, I was so pumped to take a break from filming to celebrate my son, Patrick. He just uses the handle. At the White Lotus season 3 premiere. What a show. I could claim to be surprised to find out he has a nude scene. But what can I say? The apple doesn't fall far from the tree. Don't miss it this Sunday. Trust me. That is my Arnold. Thank you so much.
You're going to love my son's nude scene.
Right?
Trust me.
Is he trying to say, kids, you know, that's what I got going on down there as well.
Well, wasn't his famous nude scene in... He's the robot.
Oh, right. The Terminator.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you have to assume that Terminator's got, like, you don't scamp on the Terminator junk, right? What? Although,
oh, no.
Have the junk?
We only saw the backside.
Oh, just the butt.
Yeah.
I see.
I believe.
Yeah,
I haven't seen, that's not one I've rewatched anytime recently, but. Yeah.
There's a lot more Wang in film and TV these days than there ever has been. Like, it's become very common.
You where, love really that wasn't. One guy, the Irish kid.
Oh, Barry Keoghan.
Yeah,
well,
whatever.
He dances all through that. This amazing. First of all, it's like eye candy because he's like in a crazy English manner and going, you know, stone walls and tapestries and all this fancy ass
background.
He's dancing through the house. This house, which I think is might even be called Saltburn. Like, that might be the name of the house. It's the name of the movie. So it's this incredible English manner, and he's naked head to toe.
You are so not a dude, though, because the idea that you saw the background.
Oh, I saw it all.
While there was nudity happening.
I've watched that scene 5 times. It's so good. And he's dancing, met her on the dance floor. And he's going through the whole house. He's very fit, looking good. And people were like, his junk, which is, you know, not happy, is so, and people were like, is that a prosthetic? That is so impressive.
Oh, it's really long?
Well, just, is it? It looks fantastic.
It does. It's got both.
It's not.
Length and width.
No, it seems just like good size.
Oh.
Yeah.
Look at the smile on your face.
Oh,
wow.
It's just fun. Size matters. Okay. I'm just kidding. It doesn't. Everyone knows that. Why would I ever say that? Okay, Vinny, what's coming up in the news?
You just heard it, everyone.
You heard it here first.
It matters. Here's what's happening.
I'm ready. Tell me everything.
Okay, so we do have, I mean, I actually see a little sun break out there right now, but there's clouds today and expected wind and rain tonight. It starts tonight and should be a rough commute tomorrow morning.
Yay! Girl. We need all the rain. We do need all the rain.
It is one of those things, though, where you, if you can, simple. Just work from home then
if
on to tomorrow. If
right.
you can, do that. And if you can't,
leave yourself some extra time.
Then
take it easy out there.
Right. Gas up. Do the things you can.
We getting snow? Do you know?
I believe we are.
It's been freezing, and today was weirdly warmer.
Yeah.
Not warm, but warmer.
I know that my friend has a trip planned for Mammoth, which is a little farther south, but he said they're going to get 2 feet.
Oh, so, that'll be so nice.
Now that's, you know, kind of a different spot
right
on the map. I'll double check that and tell you next hour. So there's that. Coming up this weekend.
Yes.
It is the All-Star weekend for the NBA. It's here in the Bay Area. It's happening not only at Chase Center.
Oh.
Like, I've got the schedule here, and I believe Maddie said he put it up. At our Facebook page.
A lot of the events are on the Facebook page, including like parade route for the other thing that's happening this weekend.
The Chinese New Year parade. This is for the All-Star weekend, though. Pardon me. Friday, the NBA All-Star Celebrity Game.
Oh, fun.
Is on Friday at Oakland Arena. So it's
how
on the
interesting.
Other side of the city here.
Hmm.
And I think that's cool that they're still sort of, because, you know, yes, the Warriors are here now, but mm-hmm. they were there forever. So
yes.
I think it's cool. They get the celebrity game at 4 p.m. on Friday. And then there's a concert Friday night, Michelob Ultra Courtside Concert.
Right there
featuring
after the game.
No, this is at Pier 48.
Oh.
Featuring Zedd and Flo Rida.
Okay.
And then there's a bunch more stuff on Saturday. And then the actual All-Star game is at the Chase Center on Sunday at 5 p.m. And there's a concert at Pier 48 again Sunday night. And that is the Chainsmokers and 2 Chainz.
Wow.
So that's pretty cool.
That is cool. That's a lot going on. You know, if you're really into the NBA, this is the weekend for you.
It's going to be star-studded, too.
Do you know who's on the celebrity game that's going to be played on Friday?
I will look it up.
Okay.
Or you can look it up.
I was going to say, one of us needs to remember
Maddie?
To look it up.
Darn.
I know. That's the one thing. No extra fingers around
right.
here. You know.
Oh, well.
I hate typing when I'm trying to listen to you because I got to...
I understand.
Split my brain in two directions. It's hard.
Yeah. You miss something, then you're like,
oh, damn it. Do I say I didn't hear what you said? and admit it, or do I just try to be like, oh, that sounds fascinating?
Well, we talked about having the children's, so
yes,
now let's talk about not having the children's.
Okay.
The best and worst states for singles in 2025.
Oh.
So if you're a single person, you might be in the right spot.
Okay.
Because California came in at number 3 is the best state
to be
for
singles. Huh.
The dating opportunities rank number 1.
Oh.
Dating economics rank number last place.
Mm-hmm.
50.
Yeah, like, it's pricier around
at
here.
The bottom.
Yeah.
Romance and fun rank number 3. And that is a very true thing. If you're bored in California, especially the Bay Area, give up.
Because there's nothing that's going to make you happy.
Right. Because there's endless stuff to do in a place this big. There are concerts all over the place.
Just go for a freaking walk.
There
it's gorgeous here.
There's
anything.
It's nonstop.
Walk out of your house and, you know, kick rocks around and be like, wow, look at the hill I just came. That is amazing.
At number 1 for the best state to be single, it was Florida.
Really?
Yep. Dating opportunities rank was 3. Dating economics rank was 34, and romance and fun rank number 2.
Oh.
New York came in 2nd.
Mm.
California came in 3rd. Texas, Illinois. Which, you know, I only know of Chicago, right. But I'm sure there's...
But that's probably what they mean. I would think that most of this is like centered around big cities.
Pennsylvania came in at 6.
Really?
These are the best states to be single. Florida, New York, California, Texas, Illinois, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, Massachusetts at 8, Ohio and Minnesota rounds out your top 10.
Interesting.
At the bottom, the worst place you could possibly be to be single.
Hawaii.
West Virginia.
Oh, really? West Virginia.
How's that song go?
West Virginia, Mountain Mama.
Yeah, Mountain Mama.
There's no dates.
50.
Wanna go home.
West Virginia, 50.
Is that why everyone leaves West Virginia?
I don't know.
Like, I gotta get out of here if I ever want to get laid. It's only my sister and all my sister's other relatives live here. And I feel like I'm related to all of them. That is bad. That's a wrong thing to say. You shouldn't say that
stuff. I didn't say that.
Right.
You
I'm just
did.
Trying to give an example
of what
gets Maddie really mad about West Virginia. All those stereotypes.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I was actually very interested because I haven't known Maddie like you have. I met him when he came in here to do work with us. But I was interested as he is no one. Like, he is the West Virginia Tourism Board. That guy is waving that flag at all times and every opportunity.
Loves it.
But when I asked him, would he move back? He said, no. And that's an interesting, like, what? Mm-hmm.
He loved where he grew up, but he wouldn't want to move back. I would move back to Massachusetts if I had to.
Yeah, it's really...
I'm not aiming for that, though. But you're here, and you're in California. Like, you're born in California, raised in California, mm-hmm. You've lived most of your life in California. Like, this is, you know, this is home for you. And for me, this is like where, like, my adoptive home. Mm-hmm. Like, this is a great place to... I mean, the living's easy. If you got a place to live and you got it kind of together, like... Every day, okay, yeah, it's going to rain this week. Boo, flipping who?
But January, you should have been here for it. Spectacular.
It was amazing.
Right.
It was a full month of that.
Anyway, Florida, New York, California, Texas, and Illinois are the top 5 best states for singles.
Incredible.
Now, I'm led to a story people. I'm not happy to report.
Oh, no.
But hopefully, you made it through. If you're partnered up. And you made it through yesterday. That's good news.
Oh, is Tuesday of Valentine's Week the day?
Red Tuesday, they call it. It's the most popular day for breakups. Before Valentine's
Day.
When
somebody realizes, like, I still haven't gotten her anything for Valentine's. You know what? I don't even want to. I don't want to. I don't want to go out.
There's a reason I didn't, and it's because I don't.
You're not my Valentine. Get out of here. What? But I got you something. Oh, no. I hope I can return it. I ate half the chocolate already.
So that's basically the story.
That's so sad.
They call it Red Tuesday. They say that 36% of people ended a relationship in the week running up to Valentine's Day.
Wow.
And a staggering 66% of those chose Red Tuesday. As the day.
Gives you a couple days. You know, now you get, well, between now and Friday, you get on the apps. You know, look, I'm a sad sack and I want a Valentine's date. Who's got me?
A lot of people in the study said they just wanted to avoid the Valentine's Day pressures. It's just not, they're not that into that person and now they've got to be romantic.
Right. I don't want to. Like if a single rose from Safeway is not going to do it for you, then I don't know what to do.
This is the part. Where you see generational splits, though.
Okay.
In that, do they have the decency for an in-person conversation?
Oh, no, 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 no.
You're right.
No.
The majority of people are ending things over the phone or via text message.
Right.
Not in person. I would feel there's no way I could do that via text. And I don't mean a person I dated once. I'm talking about if you hung out with someone
for a few weeks or months or whatever.
Whatever. You got to talk to him in person. That's just not.
You know what? I'm going to go ahead and do it by text. I just don't have the balls for the confrontation one-on-one. I just don't want to. I don't want to. I just want to end it and, you know, be really like, I don't like you anymore. You know, something really mean so that they don't text me back. And we're done. Don't ask questions. See you never.
I'm trying to share my sensibilities with my kids. And I realize the generational split there.
Have them call me. I'll let them know.
But she needed to apologize to someone.
Oh.
And I heard the story and I was like, yeah. You absolutely owe that person an apology, and it needs to happen face to face. And I started coaching her up. I'm like, you look that person right in the eye and you tell them from your heart what you did wrong and that you're sorry you'll make a difference and change. And she was like, okay, I'm going to do it.
And
she did it.
Oh,
but it was,
How did it go?
I was on pins and needles.
Did she go at a specific time to
She
face
had
this
to,
person?
Yeah, she had to go see this person, did, and I wasn't there, so I had to wait to hear how the story went, and then the first chance I got it, how did it go? Because I also told her.
Oh my God, I want to know what she did so bad.
Saying sorry to someone doesn't make it okay.
Mm.
They can say to you, nope,
yeah,
I don't forgive you. The end. And that's the end. You've
done all you can do.
That's right.
And it's up to them to decide if they forgive you or not.
But this person did forgive her, and I was glad for it. Because kids...
How old is this person?
This is something... Another kid.
Okay.
This is something that I feel strongly about.
Mm-hmm.
Friendship's important. And kids make mistakes. All of the kids. I know everyone's, you know, out there going, no, not mine. All the kids.
Keep telling yourself that.
All the time.
Right. Oh, my God.
Every day.
Right.
Profound giant mistakes. Right? It's the reality.
Well, we're humans.
Yeah.
I still make mistakes
every single day. But kids. Whew. Anyway.
Yeah.
That's one of those things.
That is your job. You're just doing your job then. I like it. I can't wait till the break when you tell me what the hell she did. What did you do?
She's a good kid. She's just,
I know, she's
struggling like every kid does. She's in puberty. Oh, I shouldn't have said that. She's not in puberty.
She's in puberty. It's fine. It happens to kids. It happens to all of them. They probably don't want their dad to talk about it on the radio.
I'm sorry. It's not happening.
Wow. Feel so young. I really feel like she's just still a baby to me.
She is.
I've only seen her 20 times in my life.
Well,
Every time I see her, I'm just like, when did you become a college student?
The funny thing is the same is true for your kids, where you're like, my kid has hair down to his boobs. Or, you know, the other one's going bald. I'm like, what? What are you talking about?
I know. Because you've seen him 20 times and that's it.
He's 19.
Yeah.
Happens.
Well, now they're 19. My God, they're both in their mid-20s now.
No, that's what I'm saying.
One of them's going to be off my insurance this year.
Then what's going to happen?
Then he's going to have to get his own insurance.
He doesn't have it through work?
No, I think he's going to go to grad school. So you can get it through your school sometimes.
Oh.
But he's applying to this, you know, my kids, they just really apply to these things that I'm like, okay, good luck. You're great. I hope you get in.
Oh, is this super smart stuff?
It's an NYU thing that is very difficult to get into. Like the acceptance rate is very low. So he put together an incredible package. It's for gaming. He wants to be a game guy.
Mm.
And we have a game, which, by the way, is going to be an app very soon. Oh my God. I can't wait to share
it
with you.
Yep. Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a few of the things that you guys had to say. Wait, what? This has to be for straight people. Queer people are fleeing red states. Oh, Florida. That's what they're talking about.
And
no
Texas
way Florida is the best place to be single if you're gay. Okay, that's a good point.
Well, you never know, though. Sometimes someone's like, I really like it here. And it just, you know, despite me being gay. And so they've got like their places that they go where they're like, they feel safe and, you know, other people can find them there. I don't know. Or there's apps for that. I have no idea.
Yeah, I don't either.
There's plenty, you know, it's very, very concerning what's happening in this country at this moment. But, you know, you still get gay people everywhere. Don't worry. You'll find someone.
six. If you want more on all that stuff, check your newspaper because we're really
I actually am thinking about just making a pile of newspapers and burning it because I'm like, it's crazy town. What is happening? Why is this happening? Who does this? Why?
Elon's in the White House. What?
Yeah, President Musk.
650 says, was catching up on the podcast and it's back. I heard Vinny singing, You Light Up My Life. It's the best news I've heard in 2025. I love you guys. Pam,
I'd play
San
it for
Mateo,
you,
Odyssey app.
But I don't have it. I should probably get all these things that, you know, in case anybody leaves again. I should get them on my own little bag of things over here, huh?
That'd be great. Mm. Actually, I don't want to hear that. So that's actually better that it's not there. Sarah, we'd love to see a recent family photo, says 707.
Oh. Okay, I'll get one. I'm going to see my kids this week.
She doesn't post, though. She's not.
I really don't.
She's going to leave you hanging. I mean, she'll tell you that she's going.
I'll try.
Okay, good.
That's all, you know.
I'd love to see the boys. Yeah. I don't know.
If I get a good picture.
I mean, just send it to my phone.
Okay, fine.
I won't post it. I'm not going to do that to you. What did you guys do to Maddie? We didn't do anything. He came in here broken.
He came in broken, and he's getting his wheels put back on. He's getting a new hip today, which is such a weird thing to say, like. Our producer's getting a new hip today.
Well, and, you know, I'm knocking on, I have a friend who got it done and it didn't go as great as he would have hoped. And so he's not exactly thrilled with it. But Maddie's had one done and it went great.
Yeah.
So we're hoping.
Fingers crossed, everybody.
That he'll be back in here.
When
we're all back in here.
Yeah, we'll all be back together
again.
It's going to be so great.
Oh.
We're psyched.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Odyssey's State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry. And get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.